Chapter 6. Lord de Winter suspected that Felton was in love with Milady, so he sent the jailer away. On the day of Milady's banishment, Felton came back to rescue her. He helped her break out of prison and told her his plan. He said to her, "We'll kill Buckingham and run away to France." Milady was very happy because her plan worked. The two went to Portsmouth. Buckingham was preparing the English navy to go to La Rochelle. Felton went to see Buckingham. He asked, "Please let Milady de Winter go." When Lord Buckingham refused, Felton stabbed him. Buckingham died as a messenger from the Queen of France arrived. The guards arrested Felton. Monsieur de Treville gave the four musketeers 5 days to go and rescue Constance. The siege was not over, and Constance was in danger. On the way to the convent, D'Artagnan met the well-dressed man. His name was Rochefort. He escaped from D'Artagnan again. He dropped a piece of paper with the town Armentières written on it. Milady reached the convent before the musketeers and made friends with Constance. She pretended to be friends with D'Artagnan. Constance trusted Milady. She showed her a letter from Madame de Chevreuse, saying, "D'Artagnan is coming to rescue you." Rochefort came to the convent to see Milady. He was the cardinal's personal spy. Milady asked, "Please bring the carriage to collect me and Constance quickly." Milady went to see Constance. "Constance, the cardinal's agents are coming to get us. We must leave," said Milady. Constance believed her and started to pack her things in order to escape with her. Rochefort arrived at the convent with the carriage just before the musketeers. Milady tried to get Constance to the carriage, but Constance was too scared to move. Milady gave Constance a poisoned glass of wine and escaped on her own into the carriage. D'Artagnan found Constance. She was dying. She died in D'Artagnan's arms. She said, "Your friend, Milady de Winter, just left." Lord de Winter arrived at the convent. He was chasing Milady. Athos said, "I'm really the Comte de la Fère, Milady de Winter's first husband." The men buried Constance and then went after Milady. Athos went on a journey on his own and met his friends at Armentières with a stranger that's dressed in a red cloak. The five men captured Milady as she was trying to cross a river out of France. "I charge you with the murder of Constance Bonacieux," said D'Artagnan. "I charge you with the murder of my brother and the murder of the Duke of Buckingham," said Lord de Winter. The musketeers were shocked. They didn't know that the Duke was dead. "You wear the brand of the fleur-de-lis," said Athos. "You won't find the court that branded me," Milady shouted. The stranger stepped forward. Milady recognized him and said, "No, you are the headsman of Lille." This woman was a nun. She seduced a young priest. He was my brother. They stole the communion plate to sell. The guards caught my brother, but my lady escaped. I had to brand my own brother as a thief. I hunted her down and branded her too. She escaped into the Comte de la Fère's lands, said the headsman. I charge you with robbery, the murder of my brother, and for the death of his brother, said Athos. Porthos and Aramis were the judges. We sentence you to death, they said. The headsman dragged her outside. He tied her hands and feet together. He used his axe to cut off her head. He picked up her head and her body and dropped them in the river. God's justice, he said. The musketeers said goodbye to the headsman and Lord de Winter. They returned to the siege at La Rochelle. Before they reached the camp, they met with Rochefort. D'Artagnan, you're under arrest, he said. D'Artagnan went to meet with the cardinal. D'Artagnan, you are accused of, the cardinal began. Your Eminence, a criminal who is now dead, accused me of these crimes, said D'Artagnan. He told the cardinal about Milady's life and her death. He reached into his pocket and pulled out the letter that Athos took from Milady. The cardinal looked at D'Artagnan for a moment. He took the letter from him and gave him another piece of paper. That is a promotion to lieutenant in the musketeers. The name is blank. Fill it in however you like. You may count yourself as one of my friends, said the cardinal. D'Artagnan went to meet his friends. He showed them the promotion. It's the perfect promotion for you, said Porthos. No, one of you must have it, said D'Artagnan. I'm too tired, said Athos. My rich mistress is now a rich widow. I'm marrying her, said Porthos. I am going back to the church, said Aramis. The siege of La Rochelle ended after a year. D'Artagnan became a lieutenant in the king's musketeers. Athos served under D'Artagnan loyally for many years before he retired. Porthos married his rich widow and lived in luxury. Aramis finally went back to the church.